We're going to Mark in Wichita, Kansas. Hi, Mark.
You know, I don't want to turn my opportunity to talk into one of those just alien or observances, but I have to say this: my first one was when I was 16, and I didn't even really have any perspective on any of that when I was 16. And I was at my great grandmother's place, and both of these sightings were in Kansas.
Close up.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, my great grandmother's place. My dad and my stepmother sent me out on her farm for a fun week, and it was out of nowhere that it was the middle of the night that I just she didn't have air conditioning. I was watching the night sky. I was looking out, and all of a sudden, all the crickets, anything that was making noise, quit.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. What was it? Did you see saucers or discs?
Well, that's it. I looked out. I was looking out the window. The moon was up. The moon was up, and all of a sudden, I mean, I heard that we were out in the middle of the country. I mean, where my great grandmother lived, and all of a sudden, everything is like somebody turned the sound off.
Huh?
And a black thing came over the top of the house.
Did it block the stars out?
It completely blocked it out. And I looked out the screen of the window. I tilted my head out and looked, and there were four red lights. And then they went into I couldn't really tell what the generation of those lights were because they weren't generating from a regular, like what we know as. And then they faded into one big fat red light. Then they cleared out to those four red lights, and then they went back to that red light. And it moved, and it did right turns. The image, the machine, whatever it was covered out the whole house, and it blocked out the stars, and it moved. That's the first one. And I want to fast forward to 2005. I was living in another town in Emporia, and this was a night that I got off, had just gotten off work. I had been working for a 2 week deal, and I'd put in. In my front yard, I was putting out some candles in my yard. And I was sitting in my chair with my candles in my yard, and I was drinking. Just not really, actually, I hadn't even been out there for a couple of hours. And we had just got a new helicopter pad for our hospital. And I saw this light coming across the sky. And I had a spotlight, and I shined the spotlight at the helicopter because I thought it was the helicopter, you know, that was coming to the hospital. And as it came closer to, actually, the light started coming closer to me. This is about 2 o'clock in the morning. I hadn't been out there maybe an hour, two, or less. I knew it was less than 2 hours, but I know it was more than an hour, but less than two. And I just shined the light up. It came closer, but I didn't hear the staccato, you know, like the what in the of a, like a helicopter. It came closer too, and it looked like as it got closer to me, it looked like the half, like an aquarium. And it turned up on its edge, right up over my neighbor's house. It turned up on its edge, just like. As I said, kind of like an aquarium.
Did you report this to anyone, either of those?
I tried to. You know what? And I had so many people make fun of me and say that, you know, you shouldn't. They said, you know, you should stop drinking.
Right? Hey, here's the other.
Drinking. I told them, I said, I wasn't really. I just got off work. I hadn't even been off work for a couple of hours. I'd come home and I just. You know, set out and was relaxing on my lawn. I didn't, and I went and I went back in the house, and I'm going to taste it. It really, I mean, because it stood up on its edge it was an oval. I hadn't seen anything. Now that the first one when I was a kid, my dad used to say, you've been watching too many werewolf movies. But when I was 16, this one that I saw in 2005, it stood up on its edge, and it was. It, you know what? The only thing I can compare it to is the way that the masts of the astronaut, the
yes.
reflection
yeah.
of our astronauts with the equipment they use, that kind of reflective. That's what it looked like. It looked it had that look to it. But in other words, there wasn't a light inside of it. It was vertical. It was horizontal, and then all of a sudden it stood up out of nowhere. It was right up over my neighbor's house.
Here's the thing: is that you're out there in Kansas. You're seeing this in a rural area, and one of the smears that happens to UFO witnesses is, well, why do they always appear to these farmers and people in the middle of nowhere as if people who are living in rural areas are somehow bumpkins whose word can't be trusted? Mark, you hear that kind of slur on your site, don't you?
Oh, heck yeah. And I'll let everybody know right now that I live in a town with a whopping population of 1,500, and I think that includes chickens and dogs. So I got a newsflash for you. It's not like that. I do have one question, though, Mark. Did you feel anything? I mean, did you get a tingling sensation, any physical
with the first one, when I was 16, I had an absolute sense of nothing but calm.
Wow.
With the only sensation, because of I had some sensation of a hesitancy, because all the crickets and all the bugs, all of a sudden that just turned off.
Now, I have heard that before.
Let me say this: in the 2005 sighting that I'm describing, when it turned up on its edge like a plate, yeah. Almost like the half size of an aquarium. Or the faceplate of an astronaut, drove me cold.
Mark, we appreciate you sharing your stories with us, your experiences. Wish we could tell you what those things were, but you, like millions of other people around the world, you had an experience. I'm jealous. I wish I could see the same sort of a thing, and maybe one of these days we'll get some answers about what you saw. Thanks for the call.